Isaiah chapter 17. The burden of Damascus. Behold, Damascus is taken away from being a city, and it shall be a ruinous heap. The cities of Aroer are forsaken, they shall be for flocks, and they shall lie down, and there shall be none to make them afraid. The fortress also shall cease from Ephraim, and the kingdom from Damascus, and the remnant of Syria. They shall be as the glory of the children of Israel, saith Jehovah of hosts. And in that day it shall come to pass that the glory of Jacob shall be made thin, and the fatness of his flesh shall become lean. And it shall be as when the reaper gathereth the corn, and reapeth the ears with his arm, yea, it shall be as he that gathereth ears in the valley of Rephaim. And a gleaning shall be left in it, as at the shaking of an olive tree. 2, 3 berries above, in the treetop, 4, 5 in its fruitful boughs, saith Jehovah, the God of Israel. In that day shall man look to his Maker, and his eyes shall have regard to the Holy One of Israel. And he will not look to the altars, the work of his hands, nor have regard to what his fingers have made, neither the Asherahs nor the sun images. In that day shall his strong cities be as the forsaken tract in the woodland, and the mountaintop which they forsook before the children of Israel, and there shall be desolation. For thou hast forgotten the God of thy salvation, and hast not been mindful of the rock of thy strength. Therefore shalt thou plant pleasant plantations, and shalt set them with foreign slips. In the day of thy planting wilt thou make them to grow, and on the morrow wilt thou make thy seed to flourish. But the harvest will flee in the day of taking possession, and the sorrow will be incurable. Ha! A tumult of many peoples! They make a noise as the noise of the seas, and the rushing of nations. They rush as the rushing of mighty waters. The nations rush as the rushing of many waters, but he will rebuke them. And they shall flee far away, and shall be chased off as the chaff of the mountains before the wind, and like a whirling of dust before the whirlwind. Behold, at eventide, trouble. Before the morning, they are not. This is the portion of them that spoil us, and the lot of them that rob us.